Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Friday afternoon, kind of chilly out there. We're going to have a cold weekend. I think the high tomorrow is going to be in the upper 40s. But then, you know, it's going to be warming up. It has stayed consistently cold for a while now. Hey, I'm loving it because I know how hot it gets. We'll be sweltering sometime soon. We'll be begging for this kind of weather sometime soon. So let's just enjoy it, embrace it. I wish I had a fireplace. That's the only thing missing in my new apartment, which is just really great. But I wish I had a fireplace. And I can smell fireplaces. I can smell fires burning in homes and apartments nearby.
Your balcony could be a fireplace if you're brave enough.
It could be. All right, crank it up. This is what you have been working for. All right, it is Free for All Friday on the show. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. I went into quite a rant, and I used some what I would consider to be descriptive language when I talked about the caller that we had yesterday, Jonathan. And I posted a video on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube, type in Scoot on the Air, and it's there. I invite you to become a subscriber. It's free, and we'll give you a notice every time we post something. And as you can see, there's some interesting videos on there. Hey, a lot to talk about today. Howard Stern says that Meatloaf's family should step forward and talk about COVID vaccines, because Howard Stern is saying that Meatloaf refused to get the vaccine and that he died of COVID. And they're not making a big deal about this. And Howard Stern criticized Meatloaf, saying that he was sucked into a weird effing cult. But see, Howard Stern is on satellite, so he could really say the word. And he said that Meatloaf made a statement, "I would rather die a free man than take the vaccine." Well, he's dead. But according to this report, he admitted on his deathbed that he made a mistake. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting thing to pass on. Let's see what else. Mobile betting starts today. We're going to try to get some more information out about that. And look, I hope nobody suddenly becomes like a gambling addict. I have no idea what that would be like. I mean, I enjoy going to casinos. I enjoy Vegas. But I'm not a gambler. Sometimes I play a little blackjack. I'm trying to learn a little bit about craps. And sometimes I play a little bit of that. I love roulette because it's just so simplistic that my stupid little brain can comprehend it. And if you put the chip on the corner of four different numbers, well, then you've got four shots with every chip. So you put, what, five chips, eight chips? So you've got all the, you know, you got a great chance to win. You don't win much, but you got a chance to just sit there and play and win and get free drinks and just look at the people, because it's really interesting. So I can't even relate to the possibility of being an addict when it comes to gambling. But some people have this gene in them that makes them gambling addicts. So we'll get into that in just a little while. Also, this is kind of sad news. Tiger Joe Exotic, Tiger King. Tiger Joe. Tiger King Joe Exotic has been resentenced to 21 years in prison. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it because he was boinking the Tigers. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. Yeah, he was boinking the Tigers, among other things. I mean, you know, I don't care how domesticated a tiger is. Ask Siegfried and Roy if they can turn on you.
I guess I forgot about that episode.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that was really in an episode. It was discovered afterwards.
Okay.
And then also he threatened to kill... what's her name? Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin, yeah. Tried to kill her. So he deserves to be in prison. But, I mean, I wish the guy was out doing something because he was really an interesting, very interesting character. Let's see. What else? The city of New Orleans met yesterday with the leaders of crews, and all crew members for Mardi Gras must be vaccinated or test negative 72 hours before a parade rolls to participate in Mardi Gras 2022. Does anybody have a problem with that? I sure don't. And if I were you, you know, COVID's out there. If you go to parades, I'd be careful. I'm not telling you have to wear a mask all the time, but I would just be careful. Especially if you're vaccinated and boosted, you're probably going to be okay. And if you get it, like I did, like Ian did, it's going to seem more like a sinus infection or a cold or something like that, and it's not going to be that bad. Something that we deal with almost this time of year every year. But I don't have a problem with this at all, and I think the mayor's doing the right thing with all of that. And also, Sean Payton was on the Dan Patrick show yesterday, and he revealed in the interview that a couple of NFL teams tried to back channel and find out about his availability for the 2022 season. And it was not the Bears and not the Cowboys, according to Sean Payton. But he's not interested in that. And he says he is interested in the calls and texts that he's gotten from people in the television industry. Oh, who didn't see this coming? Not a surprise to this show. You know, we talked about that from the very, very beginning. And I just think he's ripe for that. And I think this is the right time for all of that. Yes. You were going to add something?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot.
Yeah.
And I had a long conversation with Ariadne about it. And I have decided, after a lot of careful consideration, that I will not be competing in the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
It's a disappointment. It's a disappointment to Team America.
Come on. I thought you were going to have my back on this.
No. Well, I mean, I have your back, but you've made the decision. What were you going to compete in?
You know, I hadn't really decided yet. Probably speed skating. That seems cool.
If I could be an Olympic athlete.
What'd you do?
Maybe we should talk about this one day. If you could be, we'll do this before the Olympics.
That's a good idea.
If you could be one of the athletes, which one would you want to be? For me, I mean, there's no question, there's no doubt, I would want to be Shaun White.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, my God, I would so want to be Shaun White.
Yeah, that's a cool sport.
Snowboard, he is so cool.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago, and some snowboarders are going to remember this, Sean Palmer, I think his name was Sean Palmer.
Sean Palmer,
the Palm. Man, this guy was like, he was like the John McEnroe of snowboarding. He was like the Dennis Rodman of snowboarding.
Okay,
I mean, he was like a total renegade. Was it Sean Palmer?
Yeah, S-H-A-U-N.
Yeah, Sean Palmer. Yeah, oh my God, he was like just, he
Palm
was awesome.
Palm Daddy.
Huh?
Palm Daddy.
Yeah. Palm wow. Daddy. And he would like make like, you know, he would like do the sign of like when he's going over, coming down and going off a jump and landing like he's drinking a beer, you know. I mean, he was just a renegade. He was such a renegade. But I would love to be Sean.
I think I would like to try the bobsled.
It looks cool. Oh, Jamaica.
That's fun.
Jamaica sending a bobsled team this year.
Come on, that's a movie.
No, they're back. They're sending a new bobsled team this year.
Scoot, that is the plot of the 1991 film Cool Runnings.
I know.
You can't fool me with this
but
stuff
really,
anymore.
But no, that happened back then. That was a true story.
And now it's really
it's happening again. Come on, go ahead and Google it. Go ahead and try and make a liar out of me.
Bobsled team.
The Jamaican government is sending a bobsled team to the Winter
Jamaican
Olympics.
Jamaican bobsled team qualifies for Olympics after 24 years.
Okay. Okay.
Beijing went, Jamaica's bobsleigh heroes want medals and aren't heading to the games just to make up the numbers.
Man, I'm pulling for them.
Wow.
That would be so epic. I mean, where do they practice?
They practice on the hillsides outside of Kingston, just like they did in the movie, I guess.
I mean, I guess, but I think that is so awesome that a nation like Jamaica would send a bobsled team. And, you know, yeah, they did it before. It's one of my favorite movies. I love that. When it comes to sports movies, one of my favorite movies.
That really merits a rewatch, I think. Yes. I haven't seen Cool Runnings in a pretty long time.
Yeah, it really is awesome. And the best part is that it is based on a true story. You know, a couple of more things to mention. Jonathan the Tortoise is turning 190 years old this year. The oldest known tortoise. 190 years. Look, I knew tortoises lived a long time. And I mean, you know, I guess they really don't put too much strain on themselves. You know, they just kind of walk around slowly. They don't really do very much. And so what he's been doing is what he's been doing all along. Jonathan was born in 1832. And this year he turns 190, the oldest tortoise alive, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Boy, he has lived through some incredible times, right? Apparently, all he does is eat, sleep, and mate. Are you telling me a 190-year-old tortoise is still mating? That is encouraging.
Well, you don't get to be 190 years old without a little exercise, I guess.
Well, I guess so. And, I mean, can you imagine how slow that process is?
I think it's pretty slow anyway, even for younger turtles. Have you ever seen the video I'm talking, like, I'm going to ask you a pretty odd question. Yeah. Have you ever seen a video of turtles mating?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You know, they make that funny little squeaking sound. Like, there's, I don't know, you'll have to Google it.
It's like
listeners.
A bed that squeaks.
Yeah. There's this iconic YouTube video of these two turtles, you know, loving one another. And yeah.
Well, I know it, but it just looks so awkward. I mean, when you think about humans or even dogs, it's like kind of
like
a natural
that makes
thing.
Sense. Like,
but snakes and alligators and turtles and
dolphins.
Reptiles and things like that. Dolphins, apparently they enjoy the same ecstasy that we do.
Yeah.
And so they like enjoy doing it, maybe even when they're not supposed to.
Yeah, I think there's like not consensual dolphin boinking that's been documented for sure.
And boinking's been the key word on the show all week.
Yeah, I went back and listened to that interview earlier. I think the guy's name was Chuck. He was kind of giving you a hard time about something you said. He was like, I can't believe you can say boinking on the radio. What do you want us to say, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other words we could use, but boinking is okay. He boinked her. She boinked him. They boinked.
He boinked.
And apparently boinked. Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, apparently he boinked a girl who was 17, and he knew it. He was told that the girl that he boinked was underage,
now,
17 years old.
Yeah, and even that conversation, if I'm remembering the news story correctly, that conversation where he found out about that was already like 4 or 5 years ago. So he's been living under this sword of Damocles for the last half a decade, waiting for the day when this story would advance and, you know, somebody's going to kick in his door someday soon.
I wouldn't doubt that, you know. So, I mean, he looks like a sleazeball. I mean, he really does look like just total sleaze, like, hey, how you doing? I bet he's got gold chains and, you know, has oils and stuff at his home. You know, he just looks weird.
Well, I mean, I have gold chains and oils at home, but I only wear that on the weekend.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oak and Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, Ian Hoke in control in the other studio. We're going to play back a conversation that I had the other day with Ian Anderson, the lead frontman, the flute player for Jethro Tull. The most intelligent rocker I've ever talked to. I mean, this guy was really smart, very esoteric. It was a challenging conversation. We're going to play that back for you. It's in two parts. We'll do that starting at about 2:10, right after the 2 o'clock news. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so if you want to beat the odds, you know, just be a smart bettor. And as you know, mobile sports betting went online this morning at 8 a.m. It's a chance to bet on your phone. And the betting possibilities are unlimited. It's not just end-game betting. It's not just betting on who wins the game, even by a certain amount of points. It's not just about that. During a game, you can bet that Joe Burrow throws a touchdown pass in this series, and you get, you know, pretty good odds on that. You could bet that Joe Burrow gets sacked in the next series. I mean, there's a lot of in-game betting that you can do. I mean, it's limitless. So I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like in basketball, you can bet that so and so is going to get, you know, however many three pointers in a quarter or something like that. So it's very, very involved. But I hope that if you do it, it's just for fun. And you don't become addicted. Nancy Davis is an addiction counselor with Integrative Recovery Therapies. Nancy, welcome to our show.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for having me.
So is it possible for somebody to just start using the mobile sports betting apps and start betting and become a gambling addict?
Absolutely. It affects your brain in the same way that any addiction does, because it actually affects the neurotransmitters, the dopamine, that kind of thing, the reward center. You have, physical and emotional symptoms that result from that.
First of all, what are some of the symptoms? I mean, would somebody know that they might be a gambling addict before they start gambling?
Probably not before they start gambling, but what they can look for are that they need to, and we're not just talking about the gaming thing, but we're talking about video games kind of thing too. But the signs that there might be a problem or spending excessive amounts of time on, about being confronted about gaming, losing track of time, preferring to spend more time doing that than other interests that they might have had before, becoming socially isolated. That's a huge thing with any kind of addiction. Isolation is one of addiction's best friends, because it becomes a one-on-one relationship. And all you have to do is what gets fed is the just keep doing what you're doing from the disease that you have, from the addiction you have.
And yesterday we talked about alcoholism, because Nikki Sixx of the Motley Crue is out, and he's been sober for 20 years and really talking again about how much he loves his life and how great his life is. People get, in fact, with alcoholism is what I was going to say. Alcoholism, you know, it's something that you do in isolation, too. I mean, a lot of people sneak it and they hide it, and the bottle's hidden, and it's their little friend. It's a bad friend.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is this, a lot of times what starts out as social drinking does become that isolative type of drinking, because by then it's something that you need to do, and there's shame involved in it. And that creates a lot of that isolation, too. But also, it literally tells the brain, I mean, there's like the brain's reward center gets affected by that. And it's sometimes it can be just, I've actually been like in casinos where, you know, just when the bells and whistles start, people will start gravitating towards a machine where there's money, you know, where there's somebody winning. And, you know, I was never a person that indulged in gambling. but I'm not. I'm convinced that I would probably become a gambling addict if I did it enough, because that's
really
just how I'm wired. And the cross addiction thing is real. But you know, I told somebody one time, it's like being in a casino. Sometimes it screams addiction. I mean, I've been, you know, where I've gone to go to the buffet or something, and people are waiting for the little shuttle to bring them, and they're standing up and they're looking down the street to find the bus and sit back down again and get back up and look again. And I told a friend of mine, I said, that's their drug dealer they're looking for.
Wow.
They can't wait to get there. And that's what it does. It physically gets you worked up to a point where you're starting to anticipate it. You have a physical and an emotional, neurological reaction to that.
All right. So if you're addicted to medicine or drugs, would you be likely to be addicted to gambling, or is it a total different thing?
It's a lot of it's the same thing. The treatment is not necessarily the same, but a lot of it is therapeutically. They have 12 steps for gamblers as well. But yeah, the crossover is very common. And especially once the shame starts kicking in and, like I say, the isolative behavior, then, you know, it sort of brings a person down. They're trying to sort of bring themselves up again. So sometimes substance use will become the next thing that they go into. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you go into a casino or any kind of gambling facility, you know, that you have access to all kinds of alcohol and stuff. And I'm not blaming them for that. I'm just saying it's geared to go hand in hand, make you lose track of time, keep you on the machine, make you less inhibited about, you know, oh, I got to save this amount of money, I can't spend that next $20, whatever. So yeah, it's very, very likely to go hand in hand. Genetically, you have a predisposition to that too.
See, I think I'm predisposed to be an addictive. I think I have an addictive kind of personality. But I've gambled before, and like, I mean, if I lost $50, I would be really, really upset. I'm walking away. I don't stay in the game long enough to win because I get a little bit down. I've seen people down and they keep playing and they end up big winners. But I'm not staying in it long enough if I get to a certain point. I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy the uninhibited feeling of the casino, and I'll gamble a little bit now and then, but I know I'm not addicted.
Yeah, and the thing, it does affect people differently. I mean, I have alcoholism and addiction in my family, but I have family members that are not alcoholics or addicts. I have family members that are. So just because you are genetically predisposed to it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen. But yeah, it's what it does to the brain. It actually sets people off. Hmm. And what's scary about gambling or gaming or any kind of what they call process addiction, which is where you don't actually ingest the substance that causes the addiction, is that it's something, it becomes very one-on-one, you and that machine or you and that computer, if it's porn addiction or whatever. And then it's so easy to just hit the button. It's so easy to just get in the car. It's not like you have to go to a bad neighborhood or you get arrested for going to a casino. So there are some things that make it easier to actually indulge in those types of addictions. And because they're mainstream activities that a lot of people aren't addicted to, it's sometimes tougher for people to see that there is an addiction involved there.
All right. So if somebody starts gambling, let's say a lot of people haven't gambled. I mean, I know a lot of people who are going to start doing the sports betting, the mobile sports betting.
Sure.
They're gamblers, and they've bet with illegal bookies or whatever, and they're going to now do it legally. But for those who are just going to start, what would be something to look for as a symptom that you might be addicted?
Well, like I was saying, that spending excessive amounts of time on the computer, a lot of people will go into financial ruin. You know, I mean, I've seen people that, you know, they walk into a casino. Now, I've stayed at hotels and casinos before where I get in an elevator on a Friday night and there's a couple in there and they're excited and they're having fun and how are you doing tonight? And the next morning I'm walking out from my hotel room to go to breakfast, and they're walking back in the elevator, same clothes, yeah, smelling like smoke, and a completely different demeanor because, yeah, and I'm going, I know they just blew their whole paycheck on it, you know? So but that's when you know it's an addiction, because if somebody can go through financial ruin, can just to isolate themselves from their relationships, all those things that happen with any kind of addiction, then yeah, that's exactly what it is. But people just don't see it as that because they feel like if I'm not ingesting it, it can't be something that I'm addicted to.
Right.
But you can go through physical withdrawals too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can go through you get migraines sometimes from it. There's fatigue, there's hunger because people aren't stopping to do what they need to do to take care of themselves. Anxiety because they're waiting for that next trigger of dopamine to take place. Mm-hmm. And the thing with a gaming addiction is that there is no end to it. It's not like you get a certain high and then you go, okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. It's always, there's always, and that's pretty much what addiction is. There's always the chase involved. And it's set up that way. And I'm not saying they're trying to make addicts out of people. I'm just saying it's set up to keep you interested.
Well, don't the casinos take advantage of human nature? Because the casinos win because people keep playing. I mean, if everybody who got up ahead decided to quit at that point, then the casinos wouldn't be making as much money as they're making.
Well, that's why they call it gambling and they don't call it a sure thing.
because
it's not.
But if you win, if you're winning, people stay in the game because they think they're going to win more. If people got to the point where if they're winning, if they all walked out at that point, it'd be a whole different story for the casinos.
Right, absolutely. But I mean, even like, and again, I'm not downing any of these places because we all have to take, you know, our personal responsibility for how we indulge in certain things. But even like playing bingo or something, you know, there's a lot of people that's their thing. They get lost in that. And like I say, it's a neurological thing that takes place in the brain. It actually affects the brain's reward center. Hmm. It actually makes changes in the blood flow to specific brain areas.
If somebody thinks they're addicted to gambling, how can they get a hold of you or what should they do?
They can give me a call at 504-229-2244. And if I can't get them the help they need, which I should be able to, I have resources for that that are specific to that. Because some people just feel like they don't want to fall under the category of being an addict or whatever. And the thing is, we meet people where they are with stuff, you know. If it takes a while for them to get to a point where they can really understand that there's an issue here, that there's a problem there. And we do interventions as well. So if somebody has a family member that they feel like needs to kind of, you know, maybe just put the skids on it a little bit and just say, hey, it's getting a little bit overboard. Because it, especially right now, Scoot, with the pandemic, people don't have a lot to hang on to, you know. And so everybody's looking for something that's going to create that momentary pleasure. And momentary is a fine line, but you know, it's a fine line between momentary and when it becomes an actual compulsion.
Yeah, you know, when I live downtown, I go to some of the neighborhood downtown bars, kind of dive bars. I enjoyed mm-hmm. that, and they have video poker machines. And I would see the same people who are service industry people. I can tell by the way they're dressed, you know, white shirt, black vest, black pants, and they were there mm-hmm. every day at the machines. And I couldn't help but think that, you know, maybe they're just spending all their tip money.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not even thinking about that. And then, you know, you say, okay, I'm just going to put, you know, X amount aside to gamble. That's like saying I'm just going to take one drink or, you know, I'm just going to take one pill or whatever it is. When it becomes like that where you have to actually keep track of it and ration yourself. Those are the kinds of things that you need to look at. But usually the person who's doing that stuff doesn't see it because it comes on so gradually. Yeah. You just turn around and go, how did I get here? I was just playing the penny slots, and now all of a sudden I blow my whole paycheck.
Yeah. Do you have the number for Gamblers Anonymous?
For Gamblers Anonymous, I do not have it on me right now, but I can definitely get it and give it to somebody if they call.
We're going to get it. We'll pull it up. We'll get it. We'll get that out since we're on this topic.
Yeah,
but your number is 504-229-2244.
That's it. Integrative Recovery Therapies. We're based in Metairie, and we'll be happy to help whoever we can. I mean, we deal with the addiction as it comes to us. Certainly, there are different ways of dealing with the substance abuse as opposed to, like I say, process addictions. But for the most part, you're dealing with compulsive behavior.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that we're familiar with on any level when it comes to addiction. And the first part, of course, is like any other addiction, admitting that you have a problem. And sometimes people can't see that, and they need their loved ones to point it out to them, and that's not always fun.
I bet some people... Oh, wait, I probably shouldn't have said that. I'm sure some people are going to call you.
That's fine.
Nancy.
I'll be more than happy to help them.
Thank you for your time.
Listen, just the most important thing I want to get across is that there's a solution to all this. People don't have to live in a compulsive behavior environment. There's a way to get through it, and we'll be happy to help them in any way we can.
Nancy Davis is addiction counselor with Integrative Recovery Therapies here in New Orleans. The number is 504-229-2244. Have a great weekend, Nancy. Thanks for your time and your expertise.
Thank you, Scoot. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend, too.
You too, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Do you have the Gamblers Anonymous number?
Yeah, look, Ian? It's a little bit complicated because each state has their own special hotline.
Okay.
So and even Louisiana has two different numbers for Baton Rouge and New Orleans. But all of this is available at gamblersanonymous.org.
Gamblersanonymous.org. Okay. Yeah. We'll just keep that in mind. Yeah. You can Google it and look it up. I mean, I hope you don't have a problem, and I hope you don't develop a problem because this mobile betting is going online right now. And, you know, I hope you just use it as a fun way to engage in football games. The Saints aren't playing, but you can maybe make the games this weekend a little more interesting. But don't bet money that you can't afford to lose.
They are going to just make a mountain of money off this. I mean, I was just thinking the way you were talking about it, it's not just the final score or the spread or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's every single action in the game of football you can bet on now, and they're taking a little bit of every. Like, they've just created a gigantic money printing machine.
In-game betting. I mean, you could like, okay, I got a good feeling here. I think Joe Burrow's going to throw a touchdown in this series. So you could bet on
and
that.
Then he gets the touchdown, and then he's like, boop, boop, there's
boom,
money
yeah.
in your account. Like, that's crazy.
And I'm sure you get pretty good odds on those things because, you know, it's not as sure as, you know, somebody winning or somebody losing.
Absolutely.
You get specific, like, he's going to throw a touchdown pass in this series or something like that. And I don't know what all the specifics are, but anyway. It's all there.
Cool.
So look, hey, if you're going to be gambling, just, you know, hey, be careful and don't bet if you can't afford to lose it. And if you get to that point, just stop and don't try to play catch up. I'm Scoot. We are coming back with your comments on WWL. And the Oakwood Art Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the day it happened. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day, January 28th, 1985, they gathered for We Are the World. Recording studio in Los Angeles, man, they were all there. Ray Charles, the Jacksons. This must be Lionel Richie. It was always fun to try to pick out the voices, you know, when you were listening to it on the radio. I love the video. So we're going to go through a couple of segments on this this hour, since this is the day in 85 they all got together. And when these superstars entered the room, Quincy Jones said, if you're going to do this, check your ego at the door. Kenny Rogers, maybe? Yeah. Al Jarreau? I don't know. All right, let's get to a couple of your calls. Oh, by the way, my conversation with Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull is coming up right after the news at 2 o'clock. And Jethro Tull has a brand new album out, The Zealot Gene. It is full of messages about society and politics. And my very interesting conversation with this very interesting cerebral man, Ian Anderson, coming up shortly. Let's go to Mike in Picayune. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm great.
It's beautiful out here in Picayune. Listen, when you and, a bunch of your friends get together and you get somebody's boat and you grab fishing poles and you go get ice and bait and everything, and you go out on the water, what do they call that?
They call that going fishing.
Yeah. They don't call it going catching, do they?
So I see your point. It's like going fishing. There's no guarantee you're going to catch.
When you go to a casino, do they call it winning? Or do they call it gambling?
They call it gambling. No guarantees
here. That's right. I used to fish a lot when I was young, and there was never any guarantees that we were going to catch. And we spent money every time we went out on that boat. We had to pay for gas and bait and ice and, you know, more tackle and everything.
I've never heard that analogy, but it's a great one. They don't call it go catching. They call it go fishing.
Yep.
Yep. Love that. Great point, and, Mike.
Well, those casinos are designed and built, and those machines programmed for you to lose and for them to win.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, have you ever, you know, you walk into a casino and you it's hard to find your way out. If you're like at a hotel with a casino and you in the casino, like, okay, wait a minute, where are the elevators? Are they over there? Because they want you to walk around. They want you to get kind of lost in there.
Right.
And they design them that way. They're smart.
You notice they don't have any windows or clocks either?
Yep, I have noticed that.
No windows, no clocks.
Yep.
They got you.
Yep, they don't want you to know that the sun is coming up outside. Mike, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Yes.
I want to say a couple of things. Let me see. Do the casino, can you phone in your bet and use your debit card, one? And as for the Saints, I think they should get a good quarterback. I like Jameis Winston as a quarterback, and I like Taysom Hill, and I also like the backup the head that started the game before Ian Book started.
Trevor Siemian.
Ian Book, right. Ian Book holds on to the ball too long. Okay.
Well, yeah, he's
getting sacked.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Jameis Winston, he got hurt. What was the fine did the guy get for hurting Jameis?
I don't think he got a fine. I don't remember him getting a fine. I think that was a controversy.
I mean, that's a horse collar is against the rules.
Yeah, well, I know, and we know that if it would have been Tom Brady, there would have been a penalty called. Elwin,
right.
I got to move on. I'm up against a break. I do appreciate the call. The Saints are going to have to definitely figure that out. Look, as far as your debit card's concerned, I'm sure you can use a debit card when it comes to the mobile gambling, but you don't call a casino and you know, make a bet in advance with your debit card, but they've got ATMs for your debit card, so you can get the cash.
On the apps, you can pair it to your debit card or your PayPal account or whatever, but you have to use the app. You can't just, you know, call CaesarsSportsbook.com and get your debit card number.
And if you get the Get Upstart app, then you'll
upside.
Get Upside app, then you can put money in the account and then push that to PayPal,
go.
And then, you know, you can gamble with that. All right, let's do another segment from We Are the World. God, I so remember this. I was on B97 doing the morning show at the time, and I so remember when the song first came out, and I loved the video. Dionne Warwick. Willie Nelson. Oh, God. This song gives me chills because I just have such great memories of it. It was recorded on this day in 1985. Oh, the boss! I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, this song was recorded on this day in 1985. Cindy! All right, everybody. I want to hold up a lighter or a candle or something. Let's take this just a little bit longer. I know we got to get to the break here. Just a little bit longer. All right, let's see who's this. Oh, it's everybody.
Oh, yeah, who's that? Pick that voice out.
Yeah. All right, come up here. Bob!
Wow!
Robert! Okay.
Okay.
I'm Scoot on the Air. It is Free for All Friday. My conversation with the very cerebral Ian Anderson coming up next. I got to tell you, this interview is a challenge for me. And if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to all of your calls as well. It is a beautiful, chilly Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.